Thank you for the opportunity to have that caucus. We looked at Article X and Article X1. I think we're just obviously going to have to take our time with it and share it with our people.
We'd say, too, the more pressing one is the bylaws one. I think that that's the one that is...
I guess I have one question. If it rolls back into negotiations, and we're not in negotiations, I guess we convene negotiations in this concept.
Yeah, I think so. We could. I've been thinking about that too, right? So let's say it goes back through that process, right? Mm-hmm. They can't reach agreement. Those elements come back into the bargaining, right? Mm-hmm. We can negotiate how that process would go from there, right? Like, should we have individual sessions, right? Will they be potentially put on hold until we reconvene in our normal pattern, right? Like those. But the trajectory would follow the same route as actual bargaining, right? Like it would be, you know, are these, you know, like I imagine that our teams would do a pretty good job of finding agreement, right, of reaching. But even if, like, say, our teams couldn't agree, it would be the same thing of having a magistrate or someone else come. It would follow that same trajectory to reach an ultimate endpoint.
Okay.
But those are things that we're open to discussing.
Okay.
Certainly.
All right. Does anybody else on our team have any other questions on anything we've talked about today?
The only question I have is, what is your preference for which address we use, the 9 Mile or the campus address?
This is for the perk.
Yes.
I don't deal too much with that. What are they gonna send to that address?
Who do you want us to identify as the employee representative?
For the ULP, right?
No, it's not ULP.
No, for this is for the perk filing of the new
for the new clinical classifications.
The unit case.
Yeah, make John for
right
now
the campus
employee.
Address.
It should be Daniel's president.
Here. Well, let me show you what they're asking.
We need
right here it says the name of the petitioner is the University of West Florida, and
right. It's
your union. We need that address.
Then use the P.O. box.
The P.O. box.
Yeah, that's our official address.
Okay.
Rather than just the...
There's not a P.O. box.
Or just that.
The 9 Mile
one?
It has a number.
The 17659 Mile or the campus?
The 9 Mile one, I mean, it's not a
suite number, maybe.
If there's a suite there, I've never been there, but I think I'm pretty sure it. This is the. Do you know, Tom? Jamie, can I? I'm pretty certain it's a PO box. That it's not. There's no.
Well, let's do this. Let's just play this safe. Send it to United Faculty of Florida. 115 North Calhoun Street, Suite Number 6, Tallahassee 32301.
That's the state office.
That's the state office. That way we know it'll because it'll hit
Calhoun
there.
Calhoun is H-O-U-N.
So, H-O-U-N, yes.
Street.
I think that's right. Street.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, Calhoun Street.
And
yeah.
Then we have you listed as a union rep.
I know I do a lot of things, but put Daniel Pace on there. He's the president.
Put Emily McCann on there.
Oh, sorry. Yeah,
this is below in a separate section.
This is a union representative.
Oh, okay, fine.
So
and use Daniel.
Daniel?
Yeah, Daniel Pace.
Yeah.
Okay. And then?
I'm a lowly negotiator.
That part registration number was out. We're the employer. Madam Moore's our representative. And then I will list, it asks for the two classifications, which I put. I put the associate professor of professional clinical practice and then the professor of professional clinical practice. And then I have to put the number of employees, so I'll go get that and put the
okay,
number of employees.
Okay, that sounds great, Jane.
And then...
I think that's... In the MOU, it had the specific titles on there, so
that is
as long as it matches
titles.
That, that's great. Yeah.
That's where I got them from. Well, perfect. This is what... was approved as the classifications.
Okay, that's great.
That's what I
that's
did.
Great. That's fantastic.
And so we'll get this signed and you a copy, us a copy, and out
the door.
Great. All right, is there anything else?
I'm sorry, you said Emily...
McCann, M-C-C-A-N-N.
Okay, I'll take care of her. All right. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
We can give you a little more feedback, too, on the grievance one. We've had time to talk about it. Just 30,000 feet rather than an individual language. We very much are in support of using the email system and things like that to make that expedited. I know Justin mentioned that to me specifically. So that we're all on board with that. We don't think that the ombudsperson should be referenced in the CBA, like because they're excluded from terms and conditions of employment. We think that should not be referenced in the CBA. As for arbitration, we can continue to talk about that, but certainly we would not negotiate something that infringes on the statutory right to a faculty member for arbitration and binding arbitration with a trained arbitrator, right? Like that is something that is central to our understanding of the value of collective bargaining. And then lastly, we're very much in support of introducing a step for mediation. We think that would be a good point. As Tom mentioned earlier, we think that is currently an available process. We're not excluded from that using mediation, right? So I don't know if we would have to necessarily include more of that in the contract, but we would certainly welcome mediation as possibilities. And our understanding is also that federal mediators are free, right? That it wouldn't, if we wanted to use them, that it wouldn't cost.
Right, you go use a state mediator, we're gonna pay. Somebody's gotta pay.
One additional element too about the bylaws article that we proposed. I know there's been discussion on campus about having faculty sign on an annual basis that they've received bylaws, those sort of things. And I think when that's been brought up before, we said, look, that's clearly, if that's a term and condition of employment, that has to be in the CBA, right? That could be a space for something along those, this new article could be a space for something along those lines. However, of course, we would want to see that all individuals who are receiving, who are bound by the evaluation of bylaws would also sign on an annual. So not only would faculty, but potentially chairs, deans, provosts, et cetera, the people that would be a space for that. And of course, signing would have no bearing on whether or not on the authority of those bylaws, right? But it would recognize receipt and understand.
All right. Anything else?
No, and I think we already have a, don't we have a date already on?
I think so, yeah.
For December?
Yeah.
And we'll probably just wait until then to figure out. I'm sure that'll be our last before the end of the semester.
Okay. All right. Thank you, everybody.
Good substantive session, Watson. Good stuff.